And Rupert Murdoch appears to have anointed his youngest son, James, as his successor. As part of the changes after he bought the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Murdoch is reported to have given the 34-year-old control of News' European and Asian operations. But as Michael Vincent reports, not everyone thinks that James Murdoch is up to the job of taking over the entire corporation.
Rupert Murdoch runs the largest media operations in the world, a subject that's been the butt of jokes on The Simpsons, which his Fox TV network broadcasts.
Well, I guess it's impossible to control all the media. Unless, of course, you're Rupert Murdoch.
But embarrassingly, it was The Guardian newspaper in the UK which broke the story of Mr. Murdoch's succession plans. His newly acquired Wall Street Journal and his other newspapers were reduced to quoting the report that James Murdoch will stand down from his current position at BSkyB, but take a step up the corporate ladder. Crikey founder and shareholder activist Stephen Mayne.
Well, Rupert Murdoch has run News Corp for 55 years. He's a dynastic guy who once one of his to succeed him. His daughter Elizabeth and his other son Lachlan have both had stints with the company and then quit as executives. And this leaves his youngest adult child, James Murdoch, as the only one in the race. And it looks like he's going to be given the prize, which will ultimately be as the CEO of News Corporation, if he can fulfil the brief in this expanded role.
This expanded role, taking over the European operations and Asian operations of News Corporation, how significant is this new role for him and what power does it give him?
Well, it basically makes him number three in the company behind Rupert and then the Chief Operating Officer, Peter Chernin. But it gives him a very wide brief. Basically, Rupert and Peter Chernin will run America, and James Murdoch has been given the rest to run, because the Asian operations, obviously, Star TV, the big satellite business, and coming down to Australia. And the European operations is Sky in the UK, where James will replace his father as the non-executive chairman. The very big newspaper operations in the UK, where the current boss is moving across to run the Wall Street Journal in New York. And James will also have responsibility for the booming Sky Italia pay TV business, which has been one of the star performers at News Corp. So it's a very, very big, wide-ranging brief for a young 34-year-old man.
At the age of 76, Rupert Murdoch is constantly asked if he's going to retire soon. This was his very brief answer last month when he visited Adelaide.
I don't know, whenever they carry me out.
So it appears he'll be carrying on for some time, and that means grooming his son. Stephen Mayne says James Murdoch has passed his first two tests as chief executive of Star TV and then running BSkyB. But Mr. Mayne has been rallying News Corporation shareholders to oppose Murdoch Jr. from taking on the top job anytime soon.
We all back Rupert Murdoch, but we don't back his children, because there's only one Rupert Murdoch. It's impossible to attempt to create a lifetime of experiences that he has had since he took over control of the company in October 1952 after the death of his father, Sir Keith. It is impossible for anyone to gather that experience. And for poor old James Murdoch at the age of 34, the notion that he would be given control of this incredible sprawling empire whilst in his mid-30s, I think is ridiculous. But Rupert Murdoch is a dynastic kind of guy. He just is obsessed about his family's power, prestige and influence.
Crikey founder and shareholder activist Stephen Mayne speaking to Michael Vincent.